at 9 p.m. La Sala Rosa, 4848 Saint Laurent. For more information on the concert and conference on protest music and anti-fascism, music and antifascism.wordpress.com. This concert, with generous support from Suoni per il Popolo and Popolo Press. This is a CKUT Radio co-presentation.
Suoni per il Popolo is back, and in real life for its 22nd edition. All the sights, sounds, and sensations of live music. After 2 years of online adaptation, Suoni is filling up the month of June with liberated music of all genres. Over 45 events and 90 participating artists performing indoors, outdoors, streamed for maximum accessibility. Record and book launches, workshops, a puppet show, a satellite Suoni happening in Wakefield, Quebec, of all places, and, of course, much more. For all the goodies, check out suoniperilpopolo.org. Masks will, of course, be required. For your audio program guide, tune into the Montreal Sessions, Tuesday, May 24th, May 31st, and June 7 and 14th, from 3 till 5 p.m. The Suoni crew hosts will be serving up highlights of what to expect at this year's festival. This is, of course, a CKUT co-presentation.
Good evening and welcome to the June 23rd edition of Dromotext. Tonight on the show we have a long presentation by German poet Hans Enzensberger and followed by the work of Jane Cortez. So we'll get right into it. Here's a reading of Enzensberger's that took place at the Lannan Foundation in the southwest United States.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This looks like a lot of books, but do not fear. There's a time limit to what we are going to do tonight. Start with a few brief things. Where is it now? Here is a box for you. A large box labeled box. Open it and you will find a box in it labeled box from a box labeled box. Look into it, I mean this box now, not the other one, and you will find a box labeled and so on. And if you go on like this, you will find, after infinite efforts, an infinitely small box with a label so tiny that the lettering, as it were, dissolves before your eyes. It is a box existing only in your imagination, a perfectly empty box. This is an identity check. This is not Dante. This is a photograph of Dante. This is a film showing an actor who pretends to be Dante. This is a film with Dante in the role of Dante. This is a man who dreams of Dante. This is a man called Dante who is not Dante. This is a man who apes Dante. This is a man who passes himself off as Dante. This is a man who dreams that he is Dante. This is a man who is the very spit image of Dante. This is a wax figure of Dante. This is a changeling, a double, an identical twin. This is a man who believes he is Dante. This is a man everybody except Dante believes to be Dante. This is a man everybody believes to be Dante, only he himself does not fall for it. This is a man nobody believes to be Dante except Dante. This is Dante. Well, here's something out of a faraway period called the 60s. Let's see, where is it? Ah, yes. Well, it's called, perhaps I first read it in German for a change. Lied von denen, auf die alles zutrifft und die alles schon wissen. Dass etwas getan werden muss, und zwar sofort, das wissen wir schon. Dass es aber noch zu früh ist, um etwas zu tun, dass es aber zu spät ist, um noch etwas zu tun, das wissen wir schon. Und dass es uns gut geht und dass es so weitergeht und dass es keinen Zweck hat, das wissen wir schon. Und dass wir schuld sind. Und dass wir nichts dafür können, dass wir schuld sind. Und dass wir daran schuld sind, dass wir nichts dafür können und dass es uns reicht, das wissen wir schon. Und dass es vielleicht besser wäre, die Fresse zu halten. Und dass wir die Fresse nicht halten werden, das wissen wir schon, das wissen wir schon. Und dass wir niemand helfen können und dass uns niemand helfen kann, das wissen wir schon. Und dass wir begabt sind. Und dass wir die Wahl haben zwischen nichts und wieder nichts und dass wir dieses Problem gründlich analysieren müssen und dass wir zwei Stück Zucker in den Tee tun, das wissen wir schon. Und dass wir gegen die Unterdrückung sind und dass die Zigaretten teurer werden, das wissen wir schon. Und dass wir es jedes Mal kommen sehen und dass wir jedes Mal Recht behalten werden und dass daraus nichts folgt, das wissen wir schon. Und dass das alles wahr ist, das wissen wir schon. Und dass das alles gelogen ist, das wissen wir schon. Und dass das alles ist, das wissen wir schon. Und dass wir es überstehen, das wissen wir schon. Und dass das alles nicht neu ist. Und dass das Leben schön ist, das wissen wir schon. Das wissen wir schon, das wissen wir schon. Und dass wir das schon wissen. Das wissen wir schon. Well, in English, it's called Song for Those Who Know. Something must be done right away. That much we know. But of course it's too soon to act. But of course it's too late in the day. Oh, we know. We know that we are really rather well off and that we'll go on like this and that it's not much use anyway. Oh, we know. We know that we are to blame and that it's not our fault if we are to blame and that we are to blame for the fact that it's not our fault and that we are fed up with it. Oh, we know. And that maybe it would be a good idea to keep our mouths shut and that we won't keep our mouths shut all the same. Oh, we know. We know. And we also know that we can't help anybody really, and that nobody really can help us. Oh, we know. And that we are extremely gifted and brilliant and free to choose between nothing and naught, and that we must analyze this problem very carefully, and that we take two lumps of sugar in our tea. Oh, we know. We know all about oppression and that we are very much against it. And that cigarettes have gone up again. Oh, we know. We know very well that the nation is heading for real trouble and that our forecasts have usually been dead right and that they are not of any use and that all this is just talk. Oh, we know that it's just not good enough to live things down and that we are going to live them down all the same. Oh, we know that there is nothing new in all this and that life is wonderful, and that's all there is to it. Oh, we know all this perfectly well. And that we know all this perfectly well. Oh, we know that too. Oh, we know it. Oh, we know. Now, there's some more recent stuff here. Let's see. The tin plate. About poverty, all has been said, that it's tenacious, sticky, persistent, and of no interest to anybody save the poor. It is boring. It has too much to worry about to complain about boredom. Like dirt, it is to be found way down. It's contagious, smelly, a nuisance. Its omnipresence is striking. It seems to partake of eternity, attributes which are divine. Helpers and saints seek it. Monks and nuns are betrothed to it. With the rest of us, all our lives on the run, poverty catches up at the next street corner, unmoving, unmoved, majestic, tin plate in hand. Well, should we do another one in German, perhaps, and see where I can find it? It's sort of here. No, I can't find it. Nice Sunday. The old whiskered gentleman, frail of fame, frail of frame. Look at him sitting there on his little bench in front of the shelter, in front of his very own shelter. Look at him sitting there, knitting, muttering in the morning sun. What did he say? What did he say? Nice Sunday today. Nice Sunday today. Now we'll drop his knitting gear, sniffing the air. He will cock his ear. He will watch out for someone coming up to bash in his head. Look, he picks up his needles again, humming to himself. Nobody's there. Nobody's there. Nice Sunday today. Well, for the change, this is called an optimistic. Where is it? Here it is. Optimistic little poem. Now and then it happens that somebody shouts for help and somebody else jumps in at once and absolutely free of charge. Here in the thick of the grossest capitalism, round the corner comes the shining fire brigade and extinguishes, or suddenly there's silver in the beggar's hat. Mornings, the streets are full of people hurrying here and there without daggers in their hands, quite equally after milk or radishes, as though in time of deepest peace, a splendid sight. Well, what about the German? Ah, yes, I do something. Look here. No sé cuánta gente hay en esa ciudad que habla español, pero como un pequeño homenaje a la situación bilingüe de la ciudad, voy a leer un pequeño texto en español. Un día negro. En tales jueves se corta el dedo incluso el más experimentado carnicero. Todos los trenes tienen retraso. ¿Por qué las suicidas no pueden contenerse? El ordenador central del Pentágono hace tiempo que se ha descalabrado y todos los intentos de reanimación en los baños públicos llegan tarde. Para colmo, al lado, en casa de Marotkes, se sale la leche. El perro tiene dolores digestivos y ni siquiera la tía Olga, la inquebrantable, está en su mejor forma. In
English, this would give, let's see,
a black day. It's a black day. On Thursdays like this one, even the most experienced butcher chops his finger off. All the trains are late because the suicidal have finally let go. The central computer in the Pentagon crashes early on, and at the swimming baths, efforts at resuscitation come all too late. And if that weren't enough, next door at Mrs. Marotka's, now the milk is boiling over. The dog has something wrong with its digestion, and not even Auntie Olga, the indestructible, is quite tip-top. Lighter than air. Poems do not weigh all that much. As long as the tennis ball is climbing, it is, I believe, lighter than air. Helium, for sure. Inspiration, that tickling in the brain. Also, St. Elmo's fire and natural numbers. They weigh nearly nothing. And less still, their posh cousins, the transcendental numbers, even though innumerable numbers that exist. So far as I know, that is also true of the field around a magnet which we cannot see, for most hollows and for all the dunes of waltzes without exception, lighter than air, like forgotten grief and the bluish smoke of the definitely last cigarette is, of course, the first person, and as far as I know, the scent of burnt offerings pleasing to the gods always rises toward the heavens, as does the zeppelin. Much, in any case, hangs in the balance. Least of all, weighs perhaps what remains of us when we are under the ground.
What else? Well, there's this thing. Yes, I have a thing about. I have a thing about these ballads, these biographies. Keeping track of a person's life in a very short space, just a few sentences, really, in the form of a ballad. I think it's very economical. You see, poetry has one of the advantages of poetry that is most of it is short. You can say a lot in a very small space. And this is one of these biographies about an American, one of the greatest mathematicians of the past century, John von Neumann, lived between 1903 and 1957. It's German and Spanish again. What a mess. Here we are. I must say the translations are due
to Michael Hamburger, to Reinhold Grimm, to David Constantine, and a few of them I did myself. John von Neumann, moon face, double chin, waddling gait, a stand-up comedian, most likely, or a salesman for fitted carpets, a bon vivant from the Rotary Club. But as soon as he starts to think, watch out for Janci from Budapest, the soft processor under his skull cap will relentlessly tick away, and with a mere flicker of his memory chip, he will produce a rush of ballistic equations. In three moves, he checkmated Eichmann and Stalin. Göttingen, Cherbourg, Cherbourg, New York, New York, Princeton, always first class. He escaped from the final solution. All he needs is 4 hours sleep, plenty of whipped cream on his Viennese strudel, and a couple of Zurich bank accounts. Even those who have never heard of him, and most of us haven't, switch with a click of the mouse into his algebraic circuitry. Without his own brand of it, artificial intelligence might never have got off the ground. Whether it's a question of playing dice or detailing a hurricane, you name it, self-fertilizing automata or firing tables, the piece of chalk in his hand will lag behind the speed of his mind. A maniac scribbling down Hilbert spaces, rings, and ideals, operating beyond all limits with unlimited operators. A few new ideas, he says, and we could make the planet dance. An elderly wunderkind with an interface to the CIA. Helicopters roaring down on his lawn. Fat man on Nagasaki. Pure mathematics. War is his cocaine. There is no such thing as too big a weapon. Always in high spirits, lunching with admirals. A shy fellow at heart. Some mysteries his black box cannot cope with. Love, for example. Stupidity. Boredom. Pessimism, a sin against science. Energy out of the can. Climate control. Eternal growth. To turn Iceland into a tropical paradise, no problem. The rest is nebbish. Finally, staff outing to another island in business suit and blackened glasses. Bikini. Operation Turning Point. The test was successful. The cancer from radiation took 10 years to turn off his synapses. Well, we have some more time, apparently. You give me a signal. Well, and then I've gone with something called The Reprieve. I think it's called The Reprieve. That's another optimistic one, you know. The Reprieve. Watching the famous eruption of a volcano on Hime, Iceland, which was broadcast live by any number of TV teams, I saw an elderly man in braces, showered by sulfur and brimstone, ignoring the storm, the heat, the video cables, the ash, and the spectators, including myself, crouching on my carpet in front of the livid screen, who held a garden hose, slender, but clearly visible
aimed at the roaring lava until neighbors joined him. Soldiers, children, firemen, pointing more and more hoses at the advancing fiery lava and turning it into a towering wall, higher and higher of lava, hard, cold and wet, the color of ash, and thus postponing, not forever perhaps, but for the time being at least, the decline of Western civilization. Which is why the people of Jaime, unless they have died since, continue to dwell, unmolested by cameras, in their dapper white wooden houses, calmly watering in the afternoon the lettuce in their gardens, which, thanks to the blackened soil, has grown simply enormous, and for the time being, at least, fails to show any signs of impending disaster.
Well, what else do we have here? Ah, yes, for Karajan and others. This kiosk, do we have that in German? No. All right.
Three men in stiff hats in front of Kiev main station. Trombone, accordion, saxophone, in the vapors of an October night that hesitates between two trains, between disaster and disaster. They play for tired people who very devoutly bite into their warm piroshki and wait. Heart-rending tunes, worn like the jackets and greasy as their hats. And if you had stood there chilled among alcoholics, veterans, pickpockets, you would have agreed with me. Salzburg, Bayreuth and La Scala don't compare all that favorably with the main station of Kiev. An encounter of the other kind. The reasons for the massacre must be looked for in the 13th century. That's what I read this morning at breakfast. That bees are not deaf, but hear with their antennae, was made known in Stanford, California. Neckties are now worn a little wider. This was proved to me by a junk mail missive from 33102 Paderborn. Time is not a parameter, but an operator, my friend the philosopher confided to me. Information learned on a single Tuesday, I recited it to the neighbor's cat. Her flame-colored striations gleamed in the sun. She kept her eyes fixed on me. I sensed that her fur was electrically charged. It was evident that she recognized me. And yet, she lived in a universe other than mine. So it seemed to me. She mooed. But what she knew about matter, about space and time, she did not reveal. One metaphysic grazed the other when I shared my kipper with her. Our decisions, hers and mine, so it seemed to me, were reciprocally unfathomable as those of the gods. Further reason why poets do not tell the truth, how about that one, 123.
weitere Gründe dafür, dass die Dichter lügen. Weil der Augenblick, in dem das Wort glücklich ausgesprochen wird, niemals der glückliche Augenblick ist. Weil der Verdurstende seinen Durst nicht über die Lippen bringt. Weil im Mund der Arbeiterklasse das Wort Arbeiterklasse nicht vorkommt. Weil wer verzweifelt, nicht Lust hat zu sagen, ich bin ein Verzweifelnder. Weil der Orgasmus und das Wort Orgasmus nicht miteinander vereinbar sind, weil der Sterbende, statt zu behaupten, ich sterbe jetzt, nur ein mattes Geräusch vernehmen lässt, das wir nicht verstehen. Weil es die Lebenden sind, die den Toten in den Ohren liegen mit ihren Schreckensnachrichten, weil die Wörter zu spät kommen oder zu früh, weil es also ein anderer ist, immer ein anderer, der da redet. Und weil der, von dem da die Rede ist, schweigt. Further reasons why poets do not tell the truth. Because the moment when the word happy is pronounced never is the moment of happiness. Because the thirsty man does not give mouth to his thirst. Because proletariat is a word which will not pass the lips of the proletariat, because he who despairs does not feel like saying, I'm desperate. Because orgasm and the word orgasm are worlds apart. Because the dying man, far from proclaiming, I die, only utters a faint rattle which we fail to comprehend. Because it is the living who batter the ears of the dead with their atrocities. Because words come always too late or too soon. Because it is someone else, always someone else, who does the talking, and because he who is being talked about keeps his silence. Und mehr, die Frage, wenn du mich schon, about the short history of the bourgeoisie. This was the moment when, without noticing it, for 5 minutes, we were vastly rich, magnificent and electric, air-conditioned in July, or in case it was November, the flown in Finnish wood blazed in Tudor fireplaces. Funny, it was all there, just flew in by itself, as it were. Elegant we were. No one could bear us. We threw solo concerts around, chips orchids in cellophane, clouds that said, I. Unique. Flights everywhere, even our size went on credit cards. Like sailors, we banded curses. Each one had his own misfortune under the seat, like a seatbelt ready to grab at it. A waste, really. It was so practical. Water flowed out of taps, just like that. Remember? Simply stunned by our tiny emotions, we ate little. If only we would have guessed that all this would pass in 5 minutes, the roast beef Wellington would have tasted different, quite different. What do we have here? I fumble.
Ah, yes, the great goddess. That's not bad. The great goddess. The great goddess, she works away day and night, bent over her darning egg, an end of thread between her lips, mending all manner of things, ever new holes, new ladders. Sometimes she nods off just for a moment or for a century. Then, pulling herself together, she's back at her needlework. How tiny she has become, tiny, wrinkled, and blind. With her thimble, she feels for the holes in the world and darns and darns. Well, it won't work. Yes, this is, I'm not an autobiographical writer, but sometimes the biography creeps in. This is about my grandfather. My grandfather, happy man, never got far in thinking about life. He parted with appetite, wore natty hats, and frequently thought he was in the right. At 97, incredulous, and for the first time, he saw the inside of a hospital. Pity, he murmured, if only I'd known how charming the young nurses are around my bed, how gentle their hands. Sooner, much sooner, I'd have fallen ill. He pulled a face, turned his eyes to the bell, and died. No more. Okay. Unpolitical preferences. That little smile on the cellist's face after her cadenza in the second movement, even though the Security Council has just convened. The deep seriousness with which the woman there puts on her makeup in the ruins of her kitchen dining room, even though around the government buildings there is still gunfire. That man and wife, octogenarians, rowing about cat hairs in the bed, even though the peace negotiations have reached a decisive phase. The howls of grief because the maid has smashed the Jubilee mug, even though the monetary fund at that very moment has refused credit support. And behind the barn, the lovers, breathless and beside themselves with eagerness, even though...
And you're listening to CQT 90.3 on the FM dial. You just listened to Hans Magnus Enzensberger reading on the 11th of December 2022, some 20 years ago, at the Lensick Theater in Santa Fe. Now we'll continue on with some of the work of Jane Cortez to finish off the show.
I am New York City. Here is my brain of hot sauce, my tobacco teeth, my mattress of bed bug tongue. Legs apart, hand on chin, war on the roof, insults, pointed fingers, push carts, my contraceptive soul. Look at my pelvis flushing. I am New York City of blood, police, and fried pies. I rub my docks red with grenadine and jelly madness. Oh, okay. My juice opens, my science opening comes, my fat ovaries, excuse me. This is my grime, my thigh of steel, spoons, and toothpicks. I imitate no one. I am New York City of the brown spit and soft tomatoes. Give me my confetti of flesh, my marquee of false nipples, my sideshow of open beaks, in my nose of soot, in my ox-bled eyes, in my ear of Saturday night specials. I eat ha-ha, hee-hee, and ho-ho. I am New York City. Never change, never sleep, never melt. My shoes are incognito. Cadavers grow from my goatee. Look, I sparkle with shit, with wishbones. My nickname is Glue Me. Take my face of stink bombs, my star-spangled banner of hot dogs. Take my beer can junta, my reptilian ass of footprints, and approach me through life, approach me through death. Approach me through my widow's peak, through my split ends, my asthmatic laugh. Approach me through my wash rag, half ankle, half elbow. Massage me with your camphor tears. Salute the patina and concrete of my rat tail wig. Face up, face down, piss into the bite of our handshake. I am New York City, my skillet head friend, my fat-bellied comrade. Citizens, break wind with me.
Words are very musical. There's nothing more to say about that. That's it. Words are musical. I mean, there is the word, the sound of the voice. And, you know, what, and your attitude, the attitude you're putting on top of it.
Everywhere drums. Drums. Everywhere drums. Drums that remain to boost your thighs in its radar, in its thump of a bass without being beggar. Sunlight, midnight, having to be barfly, having to be bullfrog, having to be bagworm, having to be bird call, having to be banjo, having to be bongo, having to be pit-pat, having to be rub-dub, having to be rat-tat, having to be drum roll, having to be drums, drums, burnt drums to clear the skin among dreams, flint of antibiotic dawn, potash and cinnamon sperms rising with an algebra of swamp drums, no longer Pyrex teeth, topaz excrement, angular nightmares, no longer axe-shaped lips, pierced corten buttocks at the bottom of fermented mud drums, drums flowing with a mask of tornadoes, pickup band holding spirals of whiplash in his brick-brack, in its eye fold of mashed tendons, rimless springs, entrances funneled with catafalques of embroidered signal drums, drums made from rivers, made from a multiplication of dance steps, made from catfish skulls in a tongue's embrace, made from a rosette of orange rosin cradle cap, with impulse spotted like seclusion, and revolution decorating its drum with memory grease made from Nat Turner's body. Drums preoccupied in cheeks of ancestors. Drums twirling into footprints, into snare drums, into shoeshine rags. The dust on those hides, on those reeds, blowing into street octaves of liberation drums. Of membranes close to the sun's memoirs and life duct of this Brillo atmosphere. Drums the size of flea bites. Drums that are fly heads. Cork and plantain drums. Base oil drums and flannel flame reeves of iridescent toenail drums. Everywhere drums. Everywhere drums. Drums brushing whiskers of imagination into ink ripples of compelling pompadours. Drums grinding into steel, silver wires out of nostril bells embalmed with images inoculating drums into feet spikes of new canoes and new patterns of new hurricanes, drumming with red palms of passion, drumming with villages in Mozambique. Drumming with uncombed look of a message moving through heartbeats of six female drums. Everywhere drums. Drums of acrobatic wombs, of bladders and trumpets engulfed in a drum of opening elbows. The alto wind of sapling drums, fluorescent drums of benzene marshes, barracuda drums and asphalt drums, of nipple star drums, of hunger drums, of drums indexed between ovums, between floral ligaments and the rhythm of rickets drumming into a hollow of blues, baritone callus on rainbow covenant of pickled heart drums, hooked up through pours of pimento, through ovations of bloated gills, babbling gorda drums holding feasers of thumps in a coil of favelas, drums, the frequencies in position, drums, the sulfurated humidity of brooding rolls, broken pistons and cockpits of drums, remaining with pablum, with fluorine, with city whistles and forks entering drums of borax and wild hairs, turbo-jetted throat drums, chrome-studded fangs of stomping stampedes into tom-tom diaphragms of black diamond pearl drums, everywhere drums, everywhere drums, peninsula of my berserkness drum, axle of my hydraulic cough drum, diatonic drums, crazy bone of my hyenic laughter drum, thrill of a triad of electro drums, drums in ruvescent blades of Roxbury wind drums, tall, cool, fine drums, cry drums, scream drums, dream interpretation of jungle spells and tenement fire drums, searching through the buckeye drums, reaching for washboards of African blood drums, laughing drums, emerging drums, drums whispering, drums climbing, drums migrating into pedals and moves of finger snapping tambourine drums, brick drums, crawfish drums, drums of new belches, drums with old iodine, undulating armpit drums, talking drums, cubano drums, iroko drums, sparrow leg strokes on tongue-tied drums, opal pool cues, groundnut pyramids, hey, peewee from Panama drums, sanukade, sanukade, and my wide-mouthed paradiddles of Odupwe drums, and shaganaga, shaganaga, shaganaga drums, and those bragging drums of sparkling cans, and these homebrew tear-jerking drums, and this bong-bong deep in the cowbell of Zimbabwe drums, and staccato beating drums crossing the Limpopo, crossing death drums, foreskin drumming against drums, drums, fierce drums, growling drums, roaring drums, echo drums over mojo, whoop whooping drums, out of cuckoo, kahuka duka drums, ear drums, kicking drums, Wolof drums, drums made of dynamite, drums made from elephant yelps, Fulani drums, Fon drums, Ga drums, drums of new juniflips, drums of ancient Mardi Gras, Fanti drums, Ashanti drums, Sanufu drums, and my indigo lips smacking Kunga drums, tightening drum rhythms into mushmouth rhythms, childbirth rhythms, Igbo godhouse rhythms, melancholy bellies crossed in a knife of rhythms from Baba's calabashes, of rattling rather rhythm drums, of drums to drums, of brass cymbals of drums, dazzling with hummingbirds, with guava seeds, with cowrie shells, with cobalt and uranium and mandingos on the road to Kokomo drums. Everywhere drums, spit drums from Oduduwa drums, everywhere drums, domo 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 drums, Oduduwa drums, everywhere drums, everywhere drums, 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 everywhere drums. Cultural Operations 1992. The fishmongers are trying to sell fish, ironmongers trying to sell iron. Poets are having beautiful springtime daughters. A sculptor is walking around astonished that he's 55. A painter overdoses on fumes from a pizza parlor. 8-year-old boys are on stage holding their crotches and rapping about I'm making love to my baby, while armed Renamo bandits who murder playmates, rape little girls, turn kids into killers, and force families to cook and eat remains of dead relatives are calling themselves heroic freedom fighters. And the white South African government wants to give up the word apartheid without giving up the gold, the army, and the real estate. And the new judge is showing his hairy teeth to the Supreme Court as the European Economic Community gang up to keep racism in its body of segregated cash machines. And it's Operation Same Old Bullshit. Operation Same Old Right-Wing Multinational Think Tank Manipulation of History, Geography, and Information. Operation Out of Shape Generals, still talking war and licking plates in the cafeteria. Operation Desert Dumbness. Operation Army for Hire. Operation Pop Star, still looking like a walking flophouse. Operation Thieves, still giving music awards and patting each other on the back for stealing and imitating their asses off. Operation What Does It Matter? As long as the mob gets theirs and the queen gets hers and the ex-slaves continue to pay tribute and the colonies continue to pay rent and the International Monetary Fund and the World Bank stay intact and there are no mass unruly defaultations and no reorganizational plans of advancement on front burner of an urban rebellion, and as long as we act as silly and mediocre and corrupt and greedy and repressed as we are programmed to act, and don't explode and globalize that explosion into a redistribution of all there is to redistribute, then everything remains what it is. And children, you'd better hold on to your balls. Because it's Operation Deforestation, Operation Deprivation, Operation Privatization, Operation Falsification, Operation Contamination, Operation Marginalization, Operation Militarization, Operation Politarization, Operation Subordination, Operation Toxification, Operation Destabilization, Operation Termination, Operation. Well, don't write another word about wanting to write another word. It's useless. The windows are filthy. The instruments contaminated. The smell of someone entering you in shoes covered with turkey shit is here. And what can you say? This is not a great performance. Today is tomorrow. I poot on your fax. I piss on your Xerox. These New York City pigeons, cooing in the air shaft are responsible for me stumping my toe, spraining my ankle, and getting sick on ammonia fumes. That pigeon roosting on the clothesline stole my nightgown. Those pigeons on the street lamp made me feel foolish while riding in a black car completely splattered with their gray and white poo-poo. These New York City pigeons are not calm like pigeons of Oshala in Brazil and do not croon like doves of Zimbabwe. New York City pigeons moan strange, low, mournful, quivering, cancer-like moans mixed with hungry hyena barks and gulping lost of the forest cries. New York City pigeons are not relaxed like pigeons sunning at Marcel Duchamp's swimming pool in San Francisco. New York City pigeons flap viral feather fungus dust from wings into faces, then sit on steps vocalizing and waiting for the death of mankind. New York City pigeons. New York City pigeons are not content like pigeons posing for photos on arms of men in Plaza of Caracas. New York City pigeons will lounge on ledges and murmur profanity all day. Will fight for fucking space in the mating season, shit on air conditioners, and wipe their asses on windows while big cockroaches suck sucrates in the dark. New York City pigeons. New York City pigeons are not sitting quietly on bicycle seats looking at tourists like the pigeons in the Peace Memorial Park of Hiroshima. New York City pigeons roll their pearly eyes, inflate their throats, and defecate on the shoulders of pedestrians. New York City pigeons have no love for crumb-throwing pigeon lovers. And no year of the pigeon is celebrated. At least not for these New York City pigeons.
I know that some of my work is confrontational. It's not meant to be confrontational, but since I'm a very open person, it is what it is, and I'm going to take in whatever comes to me. And that's just how I see a reading. I don't really try to fix it. in that I'm not thinking for the audience, they're thinking for themselves. I'm creating, they're recreating whatever I have created, they are recreating at the moment, and I'm totally open to whatever happens.
Dreams. I close my eyes, miss the right train, board the wrong bus, get lost, get drunk, rub down in cactus juice, dress up in wild turkey feathers, walk with voodoo priest into horrible charcoal mist of a government assassination building. I clear my throat, scratch my belly, drop into dream of deflated whales, into sockets of inflamed cobras. My thighs are fly squatters of dead flies, my forehead a tuning pipe of unmelodious pinging, my uterus an enlarged ball of electric piranhas. I move, and the hole in my rug gives birth to a transparent river of crocodiles. I stand on head of a hippo to check out the tornado of musical instruments. A sadness enters my chest. I scream, I swallow, I moan, I hold smoke in my navel, spit ink into my imaginary microphone fist. I whisper, I cough, I see my desk and papers gone, my passport torn and crushed, my tennis shoes frozen in ice. A half-mad woman with baby says she's Ogutomele, and boom, an abrupt change of pitches. Dark cave of talking rocks, enormous bed of snoring camels, house of wounded skunk, 3 o'clock speaking and old outspoken eagle-like squawks in the stomach of an unsatisfied bank teller on fire. And the midget says, imagination smiles like a fat prostitute. And the waitress swears that she has the meaning of life and death wrapped in 4 plastic baggies. And I grin and drink white lightning mixed with fried cabbage, bury myself like a frog in soil, hear intoxicated ancestors talking backward. And there are yellow cows with broken hooves dangling against the sky, men with alligator meat packed on their knees, women with dream policies between teeth, horses with ripped ligaments in pockets. I sit, I watch, I search my speech impediment for discharging passengers. I invent the swelter in one nostril. I leap for air like dolphins. I turn loose, ritual of turning loose on sandbags, my flesh waiting to be invaded by cold-blooded lizards, my fish-stained napkin ready for confiscation, my empty shoes available for adoption, the ghost in my hair stinking. Adupwe. Adupwe means thank you in the Yoruba language in Nigeria. And this was written for a great poet by the name of Nicolas Guillen, who was the national poet of Cuba, and he died in 1989. Nicolas Guillen, the poetry of Nicolas Guillen, poetry dedicated to his two selves, his two sides, poetry in half notes, in eighth notes, in 6/8 time, poetry moving backward and forward like war dances, poetry doing the rah-rah in an African vocabulary. Poetry of Nicolas Guillen, Nicolas banjo guitar Imbira Guillen, improvising like the great instrument he is in Yoruba, in Spanish, in song, not exotic, but Zotico, not Miami, but Havana, not tweet tweet, but mau mau. Adupwe to the man from Camagüey, Adupwe. Adupwe, this morning I went into the Paris of his poetry and came out with poets clinking glasses to Nouveau Beaujolais at Roquet's. I pushed into favela of his poetry and emerged with carnival costumes from 100-year celebration of the abolition of slavery. I looked through his blunt poetry and saw exiles smiling like rusty bulldozers and acting like disjointed chiefs of staff, like broken stags roaming in Everglades of khaki teeth and clandestine scrotum. I walked through Seance House of his poetry and came upon a fiesta sizzling in the bubble chamber of Aztec clouds. I dived into political content of his poetry and discovered mysterious caves with odors of rotting imperialist dust. I looked at shell-lined pelvis of his poetry and saw infra-green heat of human capacity snaking down through underground galaxy of atomic clocks. I moved into stamina of his poetry and returned with boxing gloves smelling like Santeria shrines. I ran along the melicone of his poetry and found a poverty imbued with the power to drive straight through a northern Frente Frio. I stood in stadium of his staccato yelping poetry and heard messages coded and covered with drumheads from Oyo. And I said, Adupwe, Nicholas Guillen. Adupwe for the cavalcade of leaves and moaning doves and regalia of punching bags. Adupwe for the musky cyclones in bolero jackets and smoke-filled consultation of your groomer trees. Adupwe for the call and response of collaborating oceans and the rooster juice splashed on feet steeped in Roomba motivations. Adupwe for the great poetic confrontations of Nicholas Guillen. Adupwe, determination belongs.
Hey killer, qu'est-ce que tu fais en fin de semaine, c'est à Saint-Jean?
En tout cas, il y en a une gang qui vont se mettre chaud en fin de semaine, ça c'est sûr.
Vous écoutez Show pour le Monstone sur les ondes de CKUT 90.3 FM. Nous sommes jeudi le 23 juin, la veille de la Saint-Jean. Vous êtes avec François Letourneau pour cette première heure de l'émission. À 22h, Nicolas prendra la relève pour une deuxième heure de show pour le Monstone. On écoute la pièce Totem Ben de Bernard Gagnon.